From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello VOI listener, welcome back with me Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia's missions ready to support 2024 elections abroad. Indonesia to launch 20 nano satellites to map sea activities. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs ensured that Indonesia's diplomatic missions abroad are ready to support the implementation of the 2024 general elections. The ministry's spokesperson, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, explained that the first role of Indonesian embassies and consulates in various countries is preparing the overseas voters' roll. According to Iqbal, the overseas voters' roll for the 2024 general elections had been submitted to the General Elections Commission on September the 14th. After completing the data, the Indonesian missions also facilitated the formation of overseas election committees that consist of Indonesians abroad. In addition, Indonesian missions help regarding the matters of licensing with the local government for organizing political activities related to the next year's elections. The 2024 general elections are scheduled to be held on February the 14th, 2024, with around 204.8 million voters. The number of voters also includes Indonesians living abroad. With the dry season reaching its peak and the mercury shooting up, several parts of Indonesia recorded land and forest fires in September. Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya Bakar, in Cirebon, West Java on Saturday, said that forest and land fires are currently affecting a number of provinces such as Central Kalimantan, South Sumatra, and parts of South Kalimantan. She said her ministry has deployed officers to a number of areas to handle forest and land fires. It also committed to preventing the impact of forest and land fires from spreading and hurting the people and the environment. The minister said that forest and land fires always occur during the dry season. However, as per the ministry's observations, the current conditions are also being influenced by an increase in temperatures. Indonesian Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, Sakti Wahyu Trenggono, has informed that 20 nano satellites will be launched and made operational in 2024 to map conditions and activities at sea. The collaboration with Starlink will be carried out to help fishing vessels send data online using the EPIT or Electronic Measured Fishing application. The minister disclosed this at a seminar held to commemorate National Maritime Day on Friday. He explained that the launch of nanosatellites is a part of the marine space management strategy being developed to support development based on a blue economy, namely ocean big data. The ministry has also developed an ocean accounting tool to measure all marine space utilization activities, pollution and damage, as well as conservation, rehabilitation and restoration efforts to increase Indonesia's marine wealth. Music. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The U.S. government on Saturday, September the 30th, was hours from shutting down after the hard right of the Republican Party scuppered a final attempts at a temporary budget agreement, throwing into doubt everything from access to national parks to Washington's massive support for Ukraine. The closure of all but critical government services set to start if lawmakers fail to reach a deal would be the first since 2019, immediately delaying salaries for millions of federal employees and military personnel. The two chambers of Congress are deadlocked, with a small group of Republicans in the House of Representatives pushing back against stopgap measures that would at least keep the lights on. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre made clear that President Joe Biden, who is seeking a second term in 2024, did not intend to weigh in. More than 100,000 refugees have arrived in Armenia since Azerbaijan's military operation to retake control of Nagorno-Karabakh, while thousands more endured long hours of delay in a huge traffic jam at the border. Filippo Grandi, head of the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, said on social media late on Friday. Following a lightning Azerbaijani offensive that returned the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh to Azerbaijani control, many of Karabakh's 120,000 Armenians began what became a mass exodus towards Armenia, saying they feared persecution and ethnic cleansing despite Azerbaijan's promises of safety. Nagorno-Karabakh is internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan, populated mainly by Armenian Christians who set up the self-styled Republic of Artsakh 3 decades ago after a bloody ethnic conflict as the Soviet Union's collapse. The death toll from a large blast at a mosque in Pakistan rose to 59 on Saturday as the government vowed to find the perpetrators and accuse India's intelligence agency of being involved. Friday's blast tore through a mosque in Mastung in the southern province of Balochistan after a bomber detonated his explosives near a police vehicle where people were gathering for a procession to mark the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. Civil, military, and all other institutions will jointly strike against the elements involved in the Mastung suicide bombing, Interior Minister Safaraz Bugti told media in Balochistan's capital, Quetta. No group has claimed responsibility for either attacks. Last item. Vietnam's industry minister has launched an investigation that could lead to anti-dumping duties on wind towers originally from China following a complaint by domestic producers Saturday. Producers in Vietnam have claimed that dumping of Chinese origin towers has caused significant damage to them. The government said in a statement without elaborating, no timeline for completing the investigation, neither Vietnamese customs nor the statistics office data were provided on wind tower imports. Vietnam is looking to boost wind energy as it begins the transition to becoming carbon neutral by mid-century, aiming for wind most of its onshore to account for 18.5% of the total power mix by 2030. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on Indonesia officially banned selling on TikTok social media. Indonesian Minister of Trade Regulation No. 31 of 2023 concerning business licensing, advertising, guidance, and supervision of business actors in trading via electronic systems decides that the official TikTok shop social media is prohibited from selling and providing transactions in Indonesia. Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan on Thursday said that social commerce should only facilitate the promotion of goods or services, not direct transactions. If there is a social media application that wants to sell, it must create a separate e-commerce application according to applicable regulations. The government is still providing leeway until next week for all social commerce to comply with the rules. The government also sets a minimum price of $100 per unit for goods from abroad that are sold directly by traders to Indonesia via cross-border e-commerce platforms. Meanwhile, domestic traders who sell imported goods are not subject to these restrictions. In this connection, Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, Teten Mas Duki, said there were 21 million local micro, small and medium enterprises that had entered the marketplace but were still unable to compete with imported goods. According to him, the Minister of Trade Regulation is to protect micro, small and medium enterprises in the country so that domestic products have competitiveness. The government, he said, needs to provide an equal playing field, fair trade both offline and online. Minister Teten Mas Duki said that many local micro, small and medium enterprises were closed due to unequal products price competition because their products have been hit by predatory pricing, aka various imported products being sold at unreasonable prices. That was this week's Spotlight.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on October 1, 1949 about the National Day of Tiongkok. 1st of October 1949, the People's Republic of China was officially inaugurated. The commemoration and victory ceremony were held in Tiananmen Field. Mao Zedong raised the Chinese national flag of communists amid 300,000 soldiers gathering in the square. The ceremony held in Tiananmen Field was the great ceremony of the establishment of the central government of the People's Republic of China. As quoted by JawaPost.com, on September 21, 1949, Mao Zedong, director of Political Consultative Conference Preparation Committee of Chinese People, announced the birth of New China in his opening speech at the first session of Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference. On October 2, 1949, the government issued the resolution at the National Day of China and stipulated 1st of October as the National Day of the People's Republic of China. Now let's move to another event on October 1st that becomes important day for Indonesia, and it's commemorated as Pancasila Sanctity Day. Pancasila Sanctity Day is to commemorate the murder of 6 generals and 1 army officer in the event of September 30, 1965 movement in Jakarta. At first, Pancasila Sanctity Day was only commemorated by the Indonesian Army. This is regulated in the decree of the Minister, Indonesian Army Commander, number 9779-1966, dated September 17, 1966, which stipulated October 1st as Pancasila Sanctity Day, which must be commemorated by the Indonesian Army. As quoted by Kompas.com, a few days later, the Chief Minister for Defense and Security at the time, Suharto, issued a decree dated September 29, 1966, and he ordered that Pancasila Sanctity Day was not only celebrated among the Indonesian Army, but also had to be carried out by the all Indonesian Army troops by involving other forces and the community. The first commemoration of Pancasila Sanctity Day was held at Lubang Buaya, East Jakarta, on October 1, 1966. We end today in history with the event of October 1, 2005 about Bali bombing 2005. The 2005 Bali bombings, also known as the second Bali bombings, was a series of bombings that occurred in Bali on October 1, 2005. 3 bombings, one in Kuta and 2 in Jimbaran, left at least 23 people dead and 196 injured. In November 2005, the police were able to identify the 3 suicide bombers, namely Muhammad Salik Firdaus, Wisnu, and Ayib Hidayat. This suicide bombing had resulted a significant impact on tourism in Bali, considering that on October 12, 2002, a similar bomb attack killed 202 people. Well, listener, that was today in history from Voice of Indonesia. VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Mr. Ashik Ekbal Tokon in Bangladesh. Hello sir, thank you so much for your participation on VOI International Quiz 2023. On behalf of the committee, we would like to thank you very much for your participation in the VOI International Quiz. Hopefully, in the next year's quiz, you will come out as the winner. So keep listening to our broadcast and don't forget to send your reception report. As an appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song special for you.
Terpisah ruangan waktu, terhalang dunia berbeda. Walau berat rintangan menghadang kita berdua tegar. Dan aku, kita berdua pasti akan bisa.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Mandalika to host the 2024 MotoGP. Mandalika International Circuit has been chosen again to be among hosts of the 2024 MotoGP International Motorbike Racing Competition. According to the agenda, as cited from the official MotoGP calendar, on Friday, September the 29th, the circuit located in Central Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, is scheduled to bring back popular motorbike racers such as Francisco Bagnaia to Fabio Quartararo from September the 27th until 29th, 2024. This will be the third time the Mandalika circuit hosting racers from around the world competing for the championship title after the first MotoGP in 2022 when Mandalika gave a podium to racer Miguel Oliveira, who emerged as champion. This year, the 2023 Mandalika MotoGP will take place from October the 13th until 15th. The 2024 MotoGP season starts at the Lusail International Circuit, Qatar, in early March. Qatar will be the first venue for the motor racing event, which is targeted to break the record of 22 Grand Prix. In addition, the 2024 MotoGP race is even more interesting as it bridges MotoGP's journey towards using 100% sustainable fuel transition. Fuel must be at least 40% non-fossil origin before increasing to 100% in 2027. Meanwhile, the 2024 calendar also remains regional, with Grand Prix grouped geographically, spanning along the routes that allow increased efficient move for freight and personnel across the globe. Furthermore, in 1 year, the racers' battles will be divided into two sessions. First, 11 races were held before the summer break and 11 races after the break. Following Qatar, the 10 Grand Prix in the first half of 2024 will continue to the Algarve, Portugal, Argentina, United States, Jerez in Spain, France, Catalunya in Spain, Mugello in Italy, Kazakhstan, the Netherlands, and Germany. In upcoming stages, the second round will start at Silverstone in England before moving on to Austria, Aragon in Spain, San Marino, Italy, India, Mandalika in Indonesia, Japan, Phillip Island, Australia, Thailand, Sepang, Malaysia, and ended in Valenciana, Spain. That was My Indonesia today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now I would like to reply to an email from Jayanta Chakrabarti in India. In his email, he said he received our QSL card. Hello, sir. Thank you for your confirmation about the QSL card. Hopefully, you are always tuned in our broadcast. Please keep sending your reception report. Now let's enjoy the next song presented by Voice of Indonesia. Happy listening.
Kau yang kini dilanda patah hati, jangan takut, aku ada di sini menemanimu. Menemanimu. Sudahlah, lupakan saja semua yang telah terjadi pada hari ini. Sudahlah, relakan saja, akan datang waktunya untuk yang baru. Sudahlah, biarkan saja, kau akan bertemu yang terbaik dalam hidupmu. Sudahlah, lepaskan saja, hanya waktu yang akan menjawabnya. Kau yang kini dilanda patah hati, jangan sedih, aku ada. lupakan saja semua yang telah terjadi pada hari ini. Sudahlah, relakan saja, akan datang waktunya untuk yang baru.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next, we have Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Lumajang in East Java has an array of traditional culinary delights that are worth trying when you visit this place. One of which is latok cake, which has attractive color of green and red. It is very popular in Lumajang and is usually served with an abundant sprinkling of grated coconut. Making this latok cake is quite varied because there are many ways to mix it into delicious cake. You can use mold, or it can also be made in layers with different colors. As for the taste itself, it is very delicious. Its slightly chewy texture is even more tasty if this cake is enjoyed accompanied by orange juice. Latok cake, which is made from tapioca flour and sugar, is not difficult to make because you only need to provide tapioca flour, sugar, boiled water, pandan paste, strawberry paste, and grated coconut for sprinkling. And then there is also a little salt and vegetable oil for greasing. After all the ingredients are complete, all you have to do is put the tapioca flour and granulated sugar into the bowl and then stir until smooth, then add the water little by little and stir again until evenly distributed. After that, the mixture was divided into three parts. One part was given pandan paste, which gives the green color. One part was given strawberry paste for red color. And the third part is given no color. Take a baking sheet greased with oil and then put the first mixture. Then steam it for about 10 minutes. After that, put the second mixture and steam it for about 20 minutes or until cooked. And lastly, add the last dough and steam it for 15 minutes. After it's cooked, remove it from the pan, then cut into pieces according to taste. Then sprinkled with grated coconut that has been given a little salt and ready to serve. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I announce that the winners of VOI International Quiz 2023 are already announced. And based on the results of the Board of Juries of VOI International Quiz 2023, here are the winners. From the English Language Service, the winner is Ulpiano Edubos from the Philippines. French Language Service, Paul Jamet. Arabic Language Service, Islam Ragab from Egypt. German Language Service, the winner is Hans Werner Lolik from Denmark. Spanish Language Service, we have George Garcia Rangel from Venezuela. Japanese Language Service, there is Akiyoshi Teraoka from Japan. And the last one, Mandarin Language Service, the winner is Lu Dacheng from China. Congratulations to all the winners. And before I sign out the listener's mailbag, I will play a beautiful song to cheer up your day. Enjoy!
Cinta itu datang, ku rasa bahagia. Di hatiku menatap indahnya bintang, memberi harapan yang baru. Ketika kaki melangkah, berdebar rasanya di dada, namun senyum yang terindah selalu membangkitkan jiwa.
Selalu di sisi.
ceria saat dekatmu.
That was the third song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is featuring Indonesian tempeh enters the US market. Tempeh is a typical Indonesian soybean-based food that many foreigners enjoy. Tempeh can be processed into various dishes or simply fried. There is high interest in tempeh in various parts of the world. Azaki Food International, which produces Azaki Tempeh, has succeeded in penetrating the markets of the United States, Asia, and the Middle East thanks to the implementation of the sustainability concept. Tempeh Azaki now has the right to use the environmentally friendly label from U.S. soy. Azaki Food International last Tuesday inaugurated Tempeh Factory with a sustainable concept. The inauguration was carried out by the U.S. Ambassador to Indonesia, Sung A. Kim, and the Director General of Small, Medium, and Miscellaneous Industries of the Indonesian Ministry of Industry, Reni Yenita. The inauguration of this factory feels special because the various efforts and commitments that Azaki has made to penetrate the world market have finally received appreciation. Before the inauguration process, Azaki Food International CEO Cucuk Ruhiat received a U.S. Sustainable Certificate from U.S. SEC Indonesia Country Director Ibnu Wiono. The Azaki factory meets sustainability with a special design to meet very high food safety standards in overseas market. This 2,000 square meter factory is capable of producing up to 4.5 tons of tempeh per day. Cucuk Ruhiat admitted that Azaki Tempeh has succeeded in penetrating the world market by routinely exporting 35 tons of tempeh per month to Japan and 15 tons to South Korea. Apart from that, since the beginning of this year, tempeh exports have also entered Taiwan and the United States. Meanwhile, China and several Middle Eastern countries are still in the exploration process. Various countries are increasingly strict about granting entry permits to food products. A number of food safety and label requirements must be met by producers. It is an achievement for Azaki to penetrate this market. That was Miscellany.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Sometimes it seems so hard to find the reason why I'm staying around, screaming yesterday, loving today, lying to myself. I said it's okay. So that's my story. I can't be romantic. I'd rather fight than leave these troubles. But girl, don't worry, it's just my kind of crazy. You're my reflection in still water until the rain comes down. Until the rain comes down.
I know you say I'm hard to handle. Really, it's all because of you. Problems yesterday, I bring up today. I just don't understand. Still feels right. So that's my story. I always get so moody. I'd rather fight than leave these troubles. But boy, don't worry, you're just my kind of crazy. You're my reflection in still.
Today's Music Corner presents a song from a popular Indonesian group band, Ungu. Ungu is a group band from Jakarta, which was formed on July 8, 1996. The band consists of Pasha on the vocals, Enda on the guitar, Onchi on the guitar, Maki on the bass, and Roman on the drums. On September 22, 2023, Ungu released the song Seperti Mati Lampu. The song wrote by Pasha was previously popularized by a dangdut singer, Nasar, in 2013. The song tells about a man's deep love for his girlfriend. It describes that life will be very beautiful when we are with the person we love. Seperti Mati Lampu or Like the Lights Off turn out to be one of the song lists from Ungu Studio Session entitled Waktu Yang Dinanti 3.0. The video has been released on the Ungu YouTube channel since September 7, 2023. The song was also included in the top 16 of YouTube Music Indonesia's trending list. Well, listener, here is the song by Ungu entitled Seperti Mati Lampu. Enjoy!
Kau tanyakan besarnya cintaku, ku persembahkan untukmu, hanya kepadamu. Oh dan janganlah kau ragukan luasnya cintaku, yang putih tulus untukmu, hanya kepadamu. Luasnya laut, tak seluas cinta yang ku punya, tak sedalam cinta yang ku rasa, cintaku satu untukmu. Tingginya langit, tak setinggi kasih yang ku punya, tak setinggi kasih yang ku rasa, cintaku satu untukmu. Seperti mati lampu, ya sayang.
Cinta
Voice of Indonesia.
For listening to our English program from Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 475 kHz, also website voinews.id and RRI Digital mobile app. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fanpage The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at @voi_official, and Twitter @voiindonesia. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.